Christine Bodge here, and we've got Greg Allen from the RFS New South Wales on the line with us. Greg, hello.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, huge fires, lots of people being evacuated, community pulling together some silver linings, but there's still lots of hard work to be done by the fireys, particularly with the Crestwood Drive to Lake Cadai fire emergency warning.
Yeah, particularly with the weather this, we're seeing this afternoon, very strong winds, and it's these embers that are really causing a big problem. So this is the Crestwood Drive fire in that Lake Cadai area. As you said, it is an emergency warning. Now, the advice for those in Lake Cadai, Long Point or Bonnie Hills, watch for those embers. They can start spot fires. And if fire does threaten where you are, seek shelter immediately to protect yourself from the heat of the fire. And also, if you're in the areas of Kew, Kendall, Herons Creek and Bob's Creek, further down the coast, just keep monitoring the conditions. We're seeing these really strong northerly winds pushing that fire in a southerly direction. And these embers are going way ahead of the fire front. So it's really important to monitor. Watch out for those. Watch out for spot fires. And if you are being impacted by fire, seek shelter.
Now, Greg, we're hearing of emergency alert telephone warning messages going out to people in our area as well.
Yeah, that's right. We have sent emergency alerts out via the phone system, pretty much alerting people of the fact that this fire is here. It is an emergency warning and giving them that same advice. There are no official evacuations, but some people, if it was safe to do so, have evacuated themselves and have moved away from their property. Our advice is to have a bushfire survival plan. And it's really important at a time like this when a fire does start and spread very quickly to know what it is that you're going to do and have that discussion with those in your household, with your loved ones in the family, and talk about things like when you're going to go, if it is that you're going to leave your property when you hear about a fire, if it's safe, what you're going to take with you and where you're going to go as well. These three simple questions, have that discussion now and it can save you a whole lot of time and heartache down the track.
Yeah, this is true. And of course, Houston Mitchell Drive, better known as Ghost Road, is closed between the Pacific Highway and Lake Cadai as well. So if you're returning to that way, don't go. Is that the message?
That's right. We're also seeing Ocean Drive between Port and Lake Cadai closed as well. Be aware that there could be some local road closures that occur at any time. So again, follow the direction of emergency service personnel and stay safe.
The Ballangara-Branston Road fire near Cooperabung, tell us what's going on with that. What's the situation there?
Yeah, this fire is at the Watch and Act alert level. This is seeing a bit of increased activity on the northern side of the fire along Gum Scrub Road. Now, we do have firefighters in that area there for properties, protecting properties if required. Again, that's the Ballangara-Branston Road Cooperabung fire, Watch and Act, with an increase of activity on the northern side of the fire near Gum Scrub Road.
Yep, okay.
Do you advise that people should have a bushfire survival plan in place right now, or was it too late?
Yeah, look, the bushfire survival plan you should have all the time, and here we are pretty much at the start of the season. It's a good opportunity and reminder to have that discussion. Three things you can ask you and your family: when are you going to go, what are you going to take with you, and where are you going to go? So if a fire does start and spread very quickly, like we're seeing this afternoon, those things you've already thought about and you can put into place straight away.
Now, at the Crowdy Bay National Park, Bill's Crossing, nearly 1,500 hectares already so out of control fire there as well. How's that going?
Yeah, crews are working really hard on trying to control this fire. It's at the Watch and Act alert level as well. And again, we've seen an increase in activity on the north of Harrington around Industrial Road. We've got firefighters in the area again protecting properties if required. And these strengthening east-northeasterly winds are pushing smoke and embers towards Harrington. Now, Harrington Road is open, but it could be closed at short notice. So again, just take the advice of any emergency personnel that you are dealing with in the area.
And as we've been saying all day long, make sure you've got the Fires Near Me app. If you don't have that, you can go and find it online. Follow the RFS Mid North Coast Facebook pages. You guys are doing a great job of keeping everyone abreast of all the information. Greg, we'll chat to you soon, okay?
Yeah, anytime. Thanks.